go around the room every single Friday because sometimes a week can be tough. Maybe you had one small, simple task that you were supposed to do and you failed. You had one job. So we go around the room, we go around the city, we go around the world in a segment we call...
You had one job!
We'll start out today in Wisconsin, the cheese state. I get it if you want to collect action figures. It's a big deal to you. However, there has to be a line between collection and obsession. And that's a line that a 34-year-old man in Wisconsin did not know where it was. On Sunday night, he'd been drinking, which is a shocker. He got upset because he was very sure that his 46-year-old wife had touched his action figures. So, he did what any grown man would do. And any action figure collector would do who thinks he's probably an action figure. He grabbed an axe. And he took the axe to the TV stand, the laptop, and the car. He hit the car so hard that the axe stuck in the car, and that's where it was when police showed up to arrest him for disorderly conduct and property damage. Now, in the report, unfortunately, it does not say what action figures were touched. So we'll leave that up to you to guess what it is.
Okay. Probably Thor.
Yeah, probably Thor. That's a really good guess.
Axe.
So to the man whose mugshot and name were not released because police were trying to be nice and protect the stupidity, it's okay for you to collect action figures. It's okay for you to drink. It is not okay for you to put an axe through your car. You had one job!
Sarah, you're gross.
It's opposite day! I don't think that's opposite day.
I'm kidding, though. But you do like Dr. Pimple Popper, right?
Oh, my God. Dr. Pimple Popper. It proves that it's relaxing. I watch it every day.
Mm-hmm. So somebody really wanted to celebrate Dr. Pimple Popper on their birthday. So they got themselves a birthday cake of a face.
Uh-huh.
And the guy's face on the cake is squinting in pain like, ah!
Uh-huh.
And on the cake's forehead is a gigantic... gooey,
stop,
oozy pimple.
Oh my
that
god.
That they cut open and you could squeeze
yes!
the
my god.
Pink and yellow icing out of.
I'm gonna throw up.
Ready for the sound effect, Lauren?
No.
Yes! That's what Dr. Pimple Popper calls a squirter.
And so the squirter cake is now making its way across the Facebook. You can check out the video at mix965houston.com. But for the person that said, I think this is a really good cake idea, I asked the following question. How can you eat the cake when Lauren has thrown up on the cake? You had one job!
Speaking of birthdays, my wonderful grandmother Mimi celebrated her big birthday earlier this week. On Monday, she turned 85 years old.
Happy birthday, Mimi!
You gotta shout it loud because, you know, her hearing aid doesn't always work. Okay. All of my family got together. We were at my aunt and uncle's refurbished house from the hurricane.
Yeah.
You know, they just got back in. Everybody was having a great time. They had food catered. My sisters and I decided to get my grandmother a jewelry box that she had lost in Hurricane Harvey. Everybody had a job. Amy was in charge of finding it online. Melissa was in charge of wrapping it. Melanie was in charge of splitting up the cost. I was in charge of the birthday card.
Mm-hmm.
Simple enough. However, I didn't look at the birthday card I got because it said, under the grandmother category at Walgreens, it was a beautiful pink card, it was a birthday card, and it had the word grandmother in it. So I thought, all of my grandmother's favorite things. I had all of us sign it. We wrapped it up. We put it in the gift. My grandmother Mimi opens her gift, and she was like, granddaughter? This is a card for a granddaughter. Whoops,
Lauren.
Not from granddaughters.
She laughed when she read it. Everybody laughed when they read it. But, of course, I, myself, could not even buy the birthday card correctly for the matriarch of our family. But I'm still the favorite. I had one job!
Say you're sorry, Mimi.
I'm sorry, Mimi.
No, I'm sorry, Mimi!
I'm sorry, Mimi!